Mix 94.7 KMCH 809 on your Thursday morning. Well, by gum, by golly, our contest winner from last hour has arrived to pick up his pizza, and we figured, well, let's just put him on the air. Marcel Kalkutski joining us. Dyersville Beckman, when you called, and the hesitation in my voice was, is he calling because we have to move guest of the day? So I'm like, hello, Marcel. I'm like, because, I'll play.
It is the third day of school, yeah. So that could have easily been a possibility.
How
this
is
morning.
School going already?
It's
the
gone pretty well so
campaign.
Far. We had commented a little bit yesterday that things have gone pretty smoothly for the first two
knock
days.
Knock on so wood?
Yes, knock on wood that continues. I shouldn't say this either, but I looked at the long-range forecast, so yeah. I'm going to take the risk. Normally, we have at least one or two days of early heat dismissals, and the weather's been fantastic. My wife keeps saying we're going to pay for it at some point in time.
Don't. You tell her to knock that off.
She said, I don't know when it's going to be, if it's going to be in a couple weeks or if it's going to be at the winter. But you know, so that's helped, too, because, that you know, anytime if you've been in education, this is my year 21 mm-hmm. as a teacher. Somebody asked me what grade I'm in, and so I went, oh, I'm grade 38, really, I guess.
Did you post the picture of Marcel's 21st first day of school?
No, I did not. But we did take a first day of school picture on Tuesday before I left. But routine is really important for mm-hmm. kids, and the more you can keep a routine going, it helps overall keep things a little more smooth. So not having those types of days are helpful.
I we're going to talk about back to school. I have to pick your brain real quick. You were one of the guys that was there in Dyersville a couple weeks ago, Tuesday doing the Colonels game. You were there Thursday doing the MLB game. As a guy who goes to Dyersville every day for work.
Yep.
And I would say you're pretty well a representative of Dyersville, because Dyersville Beckman, I mean, it's got mm-hmm. Dyersville in the name. What was it like to be there year two?
It's just that, you know, for me, that awe factor, that wow factor mm-hmm. when you walked in wasn't there as it was last year, because, you know, you were able to see it. But to watch that, now it's kind of that neat piece that you get to watch everybody else see that what you mm-hmm. saw for that first time. So, you know, every time that game happens, most of the folks that are coming are new. Yeah. I really appreciated this year that they had the River Bandits and Colonels game mm-hmm. because there were so many people from the area that came.
Yeah.
And so those folks get to see what that's all about, because a lot of the things that happen pregame were done to that are done at the major league game were also done on Tuesday. So mm-hmm. you got a very similar experience. It was difference was really who was out on the field.
And you had Beckman kids singing the national anthem on that game Tuesday.
Not on Tuesday's game. It was Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday? Sorry, Wednesday's game.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we had two students who sang at the little league game. Mm-hmm. Major League Baseball had contacted us through some of the contacts that they know through minor league baseball. To have a couple kids sing. But we had kids working on the turf. Yeah. We had kids out working on, you know, the scoreboard operators. We had kids kind of all over with families associated mm-hmm. with school. We're connected in so many ways. Our booster club helped with the Beyond the Game events. We had folks working that as well. So, you know, it takes a community effort to make those types of events happen.
Yeah.
I get to go home up to Minnesota to help with something similar. So I tell the folks that come into work, I'm like, 8,000 people or 5,000 people in the bleachers, because, you know, that my role out there was to help make sure the bleacher section was all good mm-hmm. with the ushers. And I'm like, that's not so bad. I go home and it's 17,000 people for a fundraiser for where I went to Catholic school for the 2-day festival. So, you know, those types of events, to be personally, to be able to be involved in things like that and to see them come to fruition.
Yeah.
That's the cool, for me, that's the cool part, is watching and knowing that there's so many people who take so much time and effort to make things like that happen. And then when you get to see that actually come to fruition is just a great thing to be a part of.
Well, and to tie it back into Dyersville Beckman, like you said, you had so many kids helping. You guys had a fundraiser to give tickets away this past year, too.
Yep. So we were very gracious and grateful to Major League Baseball. We had reached out to them and just asked if they'd be willing to help us out. And they said, sure. So
that's cool.
And Shirley had a great time at the game. She had a nice little letter to the editor yesterday,
the
winner of the tickets that was in the commercial yesterday as well.
That's cool. All right, let's get back to our agenda, as it were. Day three now. Here we are.
Yeah.
Tell me about what we need to know.
So a couple things there. We have some new staff members on our teaching staff and counseling staff, so we're glad to have them with us. Through some of our COVID relief funds that schools have, mm-hmm. a lot of us still have some of that for one more year. We were able to hire an additional school counselor this year.
Great.
So her name's Amanda Antonelli, and then we have a new school counselor as well. His name's Alan Eckelman. Alan's a retired principal from Sumner Fredericksburg, also been involved in education as a counselor and a teacher for a number of years. So we're glad to have them as a team to help our students out this year. We also have Carrie Rader, who was a student teacher with us last spring, that we've been able to hire on as well, teaching some junior high English. And then she's going to do some junior high intervention work with us on some of the, not all of those positions, but portions of those, a couple of those positions are with some of our EANS funds.
Gotcha. That's cool. And then sports season, here we are.
Yep.
You and I and Bill Logan were just talking in the lobby about sports kicking off already too.
Yep. So last Friday, we snuck in with the weather. We snuck in our fall activity kickoff, which included a scrimmage with Dubuque Wallert Catholic. So we got that in, which was good. Tuesday night, cross-country team ran up at Edco, and they had a really good meet. The boys took seventh, which is a great start to the season for them. The girls were runner-up, so they took second place. And we had one runner who's usually one of our top runners who wasn't able to run Tuesday night. So they're looking good to make another run at the state meet like they did last year.
Cool.
We also, our swim team also is there. If you're not aware, we do have a cooperative agreement with Wallert Catholic. And so this year we have five girls that are swimming as part of that team. They were down at Cedar Rapids Jefferson Tuesday night for a meet and won that one. So they're off to a good start there. Volleyball team is still doing scrimmaging.
Okay.
Saturday they play at Cascade in a tournament. So that's, I think, their official kickoff to official contest for the season.
Gotcha.
And then conference play for them starts next Thursday down in Comanche.
Yeah, my niece just sent me the schedule for Starmont, and I think they're at the Cascade thing.
Okay, well,
I think
they're part of it. We might see them on Saturday.
Yeah, tell her.
And then football team has their opening home game tomorrow night. We play Comanche for non-district play. Two contests tomorrow night. So the freshman sophomore team is at 5:00, and then varsity is scheduled for 7:15. You know, give or take a couple minutes, depending on how that first game goes.
How's the marching band looking?
They're getting ready to play.
Good.
They had camp the same week as the baseball game, so they'll be out on the field tomorrow night. They're going to do one song because what the director's been working on right now is getting one song down with everything at a time. So they'll play one song tomorrow night during halftime. So they'll be there as well.
That song is in a Gotta DeVita, though, so it will take up all halftime.
It's Shake It Off, I think, is the first
one. Okay.
I do football announcing, so I've been working on getting my stuff
ready
to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Beckman.
So I got the script from Mr. Denner of what he wants to have read, so it's ready to go for halftime so we can make their introduction.
What else is on your mind, Marcel?
A couple other things, too. Our greenhouse is coming. We've got the foundation poured. Now we're waiting for the actual structure to be ready to go from Farm Tech. So we're still hoping to have that up before we were hoping for beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Probably not going to happen. We're hoping to have it up before the snow flies. Mrs. Mauser, our FFA teacher, would like it sooner than that. So, you know, when it's up, it's up. But, but that's still coming. So we're really excited about that coming because that's a neat opportunity for our students to be able to have that, not just for our agri-science or our ag programs, but also our agri-science and science research kids. Speaking of those students, when I was in last spring, I talked about how great they did at state contests. So they had to submit papers over the summer. So about 2 weeks ago, we got word that 24 of the 27 that submitted papers are in the top 10 in the United States. And so they will all be having to do some virtual interviews in the month of September. And then they will go to the National FFA Convention at the end of October to find out how they place.
Wow.
But that's a huge amount. You know, it's a fantastic amount, which is a good testament to the hard work our students put in, as well as Mrs. Kleesner, our science teacher, and Mrs. Mauser, our FFA advisor and agri-science program person as well. So that's a great accomplishment for those kids.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that's good. We are also starting an apprenticeship program with Farm Tech. So over the summer, we got official approval from the United States Department of Labor for our registered apprenticeship, which is an engineering assistant program. Farm Tech interviewed 4 students about a week ago. So we met yesterday to talk a little bit more about how we can move forward with those pieces. We have to look at those students' schedules and some things to figure out how we can make those parts work. They're hoping to hire 1 to 2 of them as apprentices, and they will work with them over the next year to 2 years. And then when they finish that program, they would have a registered apprenticeship with Farm Tech as an engineering assistant. And then they could use that if they want to go on to 2 or 4 year school, or they could take that to any employer across the United States who recognizes those. It's piggyback for our apprenticeship program. With a change in our engineering curriculum, we're moving to some college credit classes with NICC, working with Farm Tech as to how those courses structure and come in. So students will get up to 12 credits of engineering credit. Right now we use Project Lead the Way, which can I'm going to get educational. So they articulate, which means you could take those classes, the ones we currently offer, and a college or university might say, you took those, so we're not going to make you take this class but we aren't going to give you college credit for it. We'll just waive you from taking a course. Okay. That's when we talk articulated in education.
Well, and you figure $300-$400 a credit hour.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a credit.
Yep.
That adds up pretty quick.
Right. And we're working with NICC, so they'll have a certificate, like a career pathway certificate, mm-hmm. when they complete that program, if they do the new 2-year program at school. So if you do that, you can do that without doing the apprenticeship, mm-hmm. but you can do the coursework plus the apprenticeship if you're interested, and we can make it work for you.
One other thing is the new logo, too.
Yes.
If you want to get into the office, get some stuff before the game tomorrow night or any of the
yep.
games or events coming
yep.
up.
So part of that strategic planning piece that we've been working on for the last couple of years was a logo refresh. So that was rolled out in July. A little bit with more of a Eucharistic theme, mm-hmm. a little tie back to our parishes as well, that are our corporate parishes. If you look at that logo and you look at the Spires of Faith Clusters yep. logo, we tried to look a little bit at those to try to make some of a, not exactly that they're the same, but mm-hmm. that there's some similarity between
some
those.
Some theme there.
Yeah, yeah. Right, to tie back to that. Also, you know, we are also an inaugural member of the Cardinal Newman Society's Eucharistic Task Force. Catholic Church as a whole right now is looking at a Eucharistic revival, helping people to understand that Catholics believe that the Christ is truly present in the Eucharist. It's not just a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be working with schools and colleges and schools across the country a little bit on some things of how we can improve those opportunities for our students and families to have a better understanding of the church's teaching in the Eucharist.
You're going to be a busy guy, and it's only
it
day
is busy.
Three,
it's
man.
It's day three. That's right. We also had Margaret Hogan, who's mm-hmm. One of our junior high science teacher, was recognized Monday by the Iowa Conservation Districts of Iowa as the Iowa Conservation Teacher of the Year. So she missed a day of in-service, but for a pretty good reason to go and accept that award. So we're really proud of Mrs. Hogan as well, and I congratulate her on that.
It's always good to see you, because you bring such good news when you come in. You
it
know?
Is, and all that stuff happens because of the great support that we have from our community, mm-hmm. from our parents and students. You know, these things don't happen without a community, a family-type effort.
Yeah. Final question for you. If anybody has any question about what's going on in Dyersville,
yep.
they want to learn more about stuff, best way to go about doing that.
So our social media pages are really good. Our Facebook page, we update with lots of information. Our school website's also a great place to take a look. So that's beckmancatholic.org. We do it, obviously, as a non-public school, we got to have fundraisers mm-hmm. in order to make things happen. So information about some of those coming up. Benchwarmer tickets, raffles coming right now, so you can find information about that. We also are going to do a 9-pin bowling tournament in Farley on the 17th. If folks want to have a fun Saturday afternoon, so there's information there. You can always contact the office and just ask, hey, can I get more information about this or that? And we'll be happy to help you and connect you with the right person.
September 17th or October 17th?
September 17th. So
all
it's
right.
a Saturday.
I'm going to have to check
over
my
in
schedule.
Farley, Saturday
because
afternoon.
Because Janelle and I are pretty good bowlers, and with her being a Dyersvillian, we could put a team together.
You so. Could, yep.
Do they put the bumpers up, though?
I don't know I don't think. I've not done a 9-pin tournament since 4-H way back when I was in high school. So usually with a 9-pin, no, because you just have to hit 9 to get a strike.
Yeah.
So
but what if you can't hit the pins at all? Marcel, always good to see you.
Granny roll it down, right?
Just
you can
do
try
that
with a 9-pin tournament.
Take a bouncy ball,
yep.
like a big red kickball. Marcel Kelkutsky, Dyersville Beckman. We will pause here when we return. Bill Logan going to join us. Don't you go anywhere right here on Mix 94.7.